This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here.
You know, I thought about what happened that night. I've talked about it for 16 years. And I swear on the altar of God that these people are going to be brought to justice. Shocking bombshell. Tarantino defends Polanski's pedophilic rape of 13-year-old drug girl. Says sex with 13-year-olds isn't rape. The audio's up on Infowars.com right now. Let's get this article and slam it out there. Let's get it out to everybody. These people believe they own you and your family. Paul Watson's coming up in the next segment. He's getting the Skype connection dialed in. By the way, we don't tell these stories to sound big. I don't want to be part of Hollywood. I've already been in some movies. They wanted me to be in a bunch of others. I didn't do it. I would do it if it was the right directors and the right people to get a good message across. And some of those opportunities have come, and some I've refused, and some have gone, and some others I've thought about doing, but only now that Hollywood's fully collapsed. Only to then route them and show them what it's really all about. But they have at least 8 or 9 TV shows right now where they admit that the character's Alex Jones, and they say on the show it's Alex Jones, or they name the episode InfoWars or Alex Jones, where pedophiles are named Alex Jones, killers are named Alex Jones, people that want to kill the female president are Alex Jones, because they're going ahead with all the scripts, you know, despite the fact Hillary lost. Well, Homeland boss of season 7, Trump inspiration, Alex Jones and Rip Peter Quinn. So this is a popular television show, reaches millions of people every week. And you tune into it. Just to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Oh, this isn't the marked up copy I had. I had my own copy. I guess there's two of these here. And it says, so this is the bad guys based on all the shows. They go, oh, yeah, we sit there for hours and we watch it and we can't believe all the things he says and we put it in the show. Well, no, you don't put what I said in the show. I'm running the fake news on the show. I'm a racist on the show. I have hundreds and hundreds of employees just to put out fake news. And I said, you know, this Jake Weber, who supposedly plays my part, man, I'd like to get in the ring with him. And I said, that's metaphysically. And they go, oh, Alex says, they said, how much Alex Jones have you been watching into the research? And they say, oh, a bunch. And he goes on to say, have you heard anything from Alex Jones? Is he watching? And the answer is no. I just see some of the clips that get sent. Alex Jones challenged Jake Weber to a fight, to a fist fight. And what Alex Jones doesn't realize is that Jake Weber has been a boxer for 30 years. So oh, really? He won a bunch of titles? Wow. What a bunch of fights. It's just saying you're a boxer and being a boxer. So I would not recommend getting in the ring with him. I want to get in the ring with him even more now. My point is, as I said, you steal my identity, you steal our studio, you say you're me in interviews, and then you say stuff like you don't like black people in my voice. How about I sue you? How about that? I mean, I can't only put up with so much of your identity theft because you steal my identity and then you go around committing these virtual crimes in my name. So I can then be censored and attacked in the real world while Hollywood pisses in my face and the American people's face, and I'm sick of you. I'm not flattered that they've got shows where the daughter of Mae West, the famous girlfriend of Anton LaVey, simulates being raped as Millie Weaver in a show called InfoWar by Antifa at Charlottesville, and then the jury lets them go and says, good job raping women. See, that's their whole thing. How do we get the public to cheer a woman being raped and make it liberal and cool, but then destroy men and women's society together, claiming all sex is rape? And maybe her daughter is a devil worshiper like Mae West. I mean, she looks like Mae West. The point is she's up there playing the part of Millie Weaver, getting gang raped with blood all over. And the name of the show is InfoWars on Law & Order. Law & Order episode, and it's all just a message. We're going to rape your female reporters. And it's brought to you by Hollywood, the same people that brought you. Roman Polanski's a great guy, drugging 13-year-olds and raping them. We'll be back with Paul Watson. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. Want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I told some pretty incredible true stories in the last 15, 20 minutes, the last hour. I run in with Quentin Tarantino. And the fact that my ex-wife at the time, she was right about it. She said, how dare you not beat that guy's ass trying to kick me downstairs? I said, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And then there's Quentin Tarantino right there and a local newspaper writer all setting it up. It was just too unbelievable. But so was Quentin Tarantino going on Howard Stern and saying, hey, I think it's okay to have sex with 13-year-olds. You know, drug them up. It's not right if you drug them up and have sex with them, because that's what happened with Roman Polanski. But see, everything is coming out. Everything. You look at those two predators together. So I asked Paul Watson, while we're on the subject of InfoWars, with the markets and everything else that's happening, they know that Trump's trying to bring back prosperity. Globalism siphons off prosperity, Paul. Globalism picks winners. It creates a 1% that did have a third of the wealth, but now has 70% of it. They're the same ones bitching, saying get rid of capitalism, get rid of the ladder of success. But just like Russia for decades has been under sanctions and economic attack, it made them more independent and homogeneous economically and made them stronger. So I want prosperity that comes with getting out from under globalism. But at the end of the day, if they try to hold us hostage with that, we have to know they're the ones killing the prosperity and they're the ones that have done it, not Trump, not nationalism. Trump and nationalism from the UK to the US to Catalan, to Italy, to Brazil, to the Czech Republic, to Czechoslovakia, to what's happening in Romania and Hungary and Poland and Austria. They're all going nationalist, and suddenly economies are coming back. If the globalists devastate the economy to try to bring us under heel, we've all got to understand we're just like the UK for, you know, several years of being encircled by U-boats and, you know, family of mine that went down in the North Atlantic trying to get lend-lease weapons to the UK, you guys didn't give up under the year and a half of the Blitzkrieg and the Blitz and the bombs dropping. We need that Churchillian speech. Well, you can't find the full speech, what they actually gave. I never record stuff in movie theaters, but I did record the audio of the Darkest Hour, where a kind of a sissified version of Churchill gives the speech about, you know, we're going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, and it's going to get rough, but we're not going to give up. People have to understand, Trump was going to be the slick way, kind of the rapture version of getting out of hell, hopefully. But if they try to shut all this down, capitulating to the globalists means abject slavery and economic servitude. Paul Watson, how do you connect that equation together about where we stand? We need to... No, we try to do this via prosperity, and I think it's already coming back, and hopefully it stays there. But we can't be held hostage to that. We have to let the globalists know whatever they pull, we're going to be nationalist and free marketeers and fight even harder because they want their money, too. We've got to play chicken with them and let them know we're not going to turn the wheel. We're going in, through, and beyond. Do you catch what I'm saying?
Well, Alex, the Dow is now, it just almost went up 500 points. It went from 330 to 500 in the space of about 5 minutes. So I guess today it's all thanks to Obama again, right? They've spent the past year saying that all these economic numbers the record highs in the stock market is all thanks to Obama. Yesterday and Friday obviously plunged, so that was thanks to Trump. Now it's back up 484 points coming to the close of the session, I guess, here in a couple of hours. So I guess now it's thanks to Obama all over again. And that's the thing, Alex. 81 times the Dow hit a high during Trump's first year in office. The mainstream media reported on it only 17 times. And what, of course, did we see yesterday? Complete wall-to-wall coverage and people on Twitter, the verified check marks, as you would expect, saying, oh, well, that's it. It's over for Trump now, isn't it? Listen, we had a year of the left saying, oh, the stock market's got, you know, nothing to do with Main Street. Wall Street's got nothing to do with Main Street. This has got nothing to do with Americans, ordinary Americans and their financial situation. Soon as it drops 1,500 points, oh, it's got everything to do with it. So it's just this same narrative over and over again. For a year, they said it was all thanks to Obama. As soon as it tanks, they turn around and blame Trump. So they're going to do it again. Whether this is a correction or not remains to be seen.
Obviously, no, but I agree. I'm saying, aren't there things even more important than money? It's great to have that, but we culturally and societally and sovereignty-wise, what we're getting is what it's all about. If you don't have that, the prosperity doesn't flow.
Well, no, it's, I mean, but if you take regulation off and you encourage small and medium businesses to grow, doesn't matter whether the stock market goes back and forth 1,500,000 points. The fundamentals are there for continued growth and to encourage people to start businesses, not to shut them down with regulation, which is what Obama did for 8 years.
And what did you make of the leftist media all celebrating, oh, look, it's down, it's Trump's fault? I mean, these people are absolutely trying to destroy us.
They want America to fail. I mean, you saw it, and, you know, people were triggered during the State of the Union fleeing the chamber there. They refused to clap record low black unemployment. Alex, let's face it, this is what I said in a tweet today. If there was a global economic collapse, many on the left would completely embrace it and welcome it because they would use it to justify their Trump derangement syndrome. They're quite willing to see America fail so long as it means they can point the finger at Trump. They want America to fail. It's like being on a plane and wanting the pilot and the co-pilot to have heart attacks.
Oh, exactly. I've had liberals confront me, and I go, isn't your 401k up 35%? They go, yeah, but I don't care.
There was Eichmann who said, the guy who was triggered by the GIF, who filed a police report for assault because he said he had epilepsy because of a GIF image. That guy, you could probably pull up the tweet if they can find it. He said he'd taken all of his kids' money out of the stock market because it was guaranteed to collapse under Trump. Remember, this was the narrative. As soon as Trump won, the stock market, the economy, now absolutely guaranteed to collapse. It's back up 400 points. Yeah, it's going to go back and forth. But they all took their money out of the stock market as some kind of virtue signal.
You're talking about Kirk Eichenwald, the tentacle porn guy where aliens rape children.
Eichenwald, that's the guy. That's a tweet that has not aged well, where he's talking about he took all his kids' money out of the stock market, and it went up, what was it, like 30% since he made that tweet at least. So obviously there's a correction, and it's related to the Federal Reserve. Economists will tell you that. But these things are going to go back and forth. If you hit, 25,000 in such a short space of time, obviously you're going to get a correction. But as you said, it's the fundamental underlying principles of taking off the regulation, encouraging people to start businesses, lowering tax rates. If you stick with that method, things are generally going to pick up. Things are generally going to be all right, whatever the stock market does.
Tell us what you got coming up, Paul Joseph Watson, in the next 40 minutes. I'm going to butt out here and let you honcho this operation.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we've got Michael Heber coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is the reporter and commentator over at westmonster.com because we're talking about the UK, and this is what I want to get into now. We've got a headline up on Sky News. Theresa May to announce crackdown on social media abuse. We've literally got hundreds of ISIS jihadists, 425 at least, that have returned from Syria and Iraq and have been allowed back into the United Kingdom. They're talking about reintegrating them, giving them benefits, giving them social housing, putting them ahead of the queue of ordinary British citizens for council houses, for free housing, for tax breaks, for social welfare benefits. 425 at least, ISIS jihadists. They're not even tracking a significant portion of those ISIS jihadists. They refuse to say how many. They say it's a significant portion. So we're looking at hundreds of hardened ISIS militants who have come back into the country, who are not being tracked, who are not being surveilled. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is devoting government resources at a time when the police forces are completely stretched, when they're begging for people to come out of retirement to join the police. They're putting resources into patrolling online social media abuse. So basically people being mean to each other on the internet. That's what they're focusing on. You got 3,400 people being arrested every year, roughly, in the UK for things they say online. They treat Facebook as being more of a threat than returning ISIS jihadists. Comments on Facebook are more of a threat. It's ridiculous. We'll get back into it after the break. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this February 6, 2018 edition. Before we get back into the news and go on to talk to our guest, I want to tell you about some of the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, including the all-new product, Bodies, at a limited time price of $29.95, that's a huge 50% discount. This is the medicinal herb for thousands of years, turmeric, one of the most studied ingredients known today. And after a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally created a way to deliver this incredible ingredient to you for less. And it is Bodies. This is what I'm taking because I was taking turmeric anyway. It's noted for its powerful antioxidants, bone support, joint support, flexibility support, all the benefits, inflammation support, and immune support. It's got the turmeric root extract. It's got the Boswellia serrata extract, the organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, piperine, which is from black pepper. And of course, we're not even including many of the benefits that have been reported from people taking turmeric. You can go online and read numerous scientific peer-reviewed studies which link it to improve mood. We don't even brag about that on the bottle. We're just talking about the joint support, the mobility support, which again is all documented. With these ingredients, Bodies is a true 360 win, and it can help you, again, with all those issues, including inflammation support and immune support. It's available right now at just $29.95. You get a big fat, chunky bottle. I think it's got 60 capsules in it. Yeah, it's a 60-day supply. No, it's actually double that. So, yeah, you take two a day. It's a 60-day supply. It is Bodies. It is $29.95, massive 50% off discount. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The most advanced formula yet. Also, we have Cellforce there and all the other products, including Pollen Block, which again is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the pollen season starting again. Alex has talked about how much that has helped him. And with the Bodies, I'm taking that. I can personally vouch for it. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a massive discount. Get it today. Support this network. We're funded only by you. That's how we're able to remain independent. We're not influenced by advertisers telling us what to do. We're not influenced by left-wing boycott campaigns trying to sabotage our financial basis, which other media networks are, you know, prone to because they don't have their own in-house products. We do, which means we're only responsible to you, the listener, the reader, the viewer. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I mentioned this before the break. Let's get into it. Sky News headline. Theresa May to announce crackdown on returning ISIS jihadists? No. Social media abuse. So basically, they want to devote a bunch of resources to, quote, the fact that women, gay people, and members of ethnic minorities are being abused on social media. Now, while all abuse, online abuse, or whatever kind of abuse is abhorrent, this is not a major problem given how stretched our police forces are in the United Kingdom, given how little money we have to devote to them, given how we have over 400 ISIS jihadists returning, being allowed back into the country. It's not like, oh, no, maybe we shouldn't let hardened ISIS terrorists back into the country. No, that hasn't even been part of the debate. Let them in. Roll out the friggin' red carpet. They're even talking about giving them social housing benefits, putting them to the front of the queue in front of ordinary British citizens to get these benefits. so we can reintegrate ISIS jihadists into society so we don't lose a generation of young people. Well, I'm afraid they're already lost. And when you've got people being mown down on the streets, you can't afford to be limp-wristed with this kind of thing. But what is the government concentrating on? Online abuse, misogyny on social media. I mean, they did the studies which found that 50% of, quote, misogyny was the responsibility of other women. So they paint it as this big, evil, patriarchal abuse of women. 50% of it is other women. The studies have proven that. And it's Theresa May, again, at the forefront of this, fear-mongering about it. We've got bigger problems in this country. Oh, and by the way, you know who gets the most online abuse? It's conservatives. You look at Tommy Robinson. He gets death threats every single day. He posts them on Twitter. What do the police do about it? Absolutely nothing. He literally has to go and find these people himself. I mean, look at Katie Hopkins. She gets violent threats on a daily basis. Look at Zach Goldsmith. There you see Tommy Robinson confronting one of the individuals who spewed death threats at him after being radicalized by this Islamist on Twitter. He went to the police with it. They did absolutely nothing about it. Now you had Zach Goldsmith, who was the former candidate for mayor of London. He posted yesterday on his Twitter account a letter that one of his constituents had received, an 80-year-old woman, and it said, "We're the real 48%. These are people who voted against Brexit. Quote, we are coming for you. We are going to kill you." Now, that's not just social media. That's a letter being put through the door of an 80-year-old woman's house because she voted for Brexit. So I ask, where exactly is this abuse being directed? They say it's all about gay people, ethnic minorities, Islamophobia, women, and yeah, that happens. But it happens a heck of a lot more from what I've seen to anyone who dares express an opinion right of Chairman Mao on Twitter at this point. The hate, the vitriol is that virulent. So they're not talking about that. The police, whenever Tommy Robinson gets a death threat, the police do absolutely nothing about it. It's a complete joke. So we've got Theresa May fronting this program to devote resources to policing speech on the internet. They literally use that term in the article, policing the internet. That's not a problem that we should put at the front of the queue when we have literal ISIS jihadists roaming free on the streets. Breitbart headline. May government admits significant portion of returned Islamic State jihadists going unpunished. They've not just let them in, they're not even keeping them under surveillance. Why? Oh, we can't afford it. We don't have enough resources. Oh, but you've got enough resources to patrol mean comments on Twitter. Who cares? We've got people being mown down in the streets, for God's sake. Meanwhile, we've got this happening. Bear in mind, again, that ISIS jihadists are roaming the streets and not even being surveilled. Tell you who is being surveilled. Christian teachers. England. Teacher fired for telling lesbian student, God loves you. This was in Bristol, England. A Christian teacher told a lesbian student, oh, I don't agree with your lifestyle, but I love you and Jesus loves you and God loves you. How dare she? She was reported to the government's Prevent Radicalization program. Basically, that means she was reported as a potential terrorist for telling this lesbian student, God loves you. She was fired. Guilty of gross misconduct for that. Fired and reported to the government's terrorist radicalization program for saying, God loves you, to a lesbian student. That's intolerable. Meanwhile, ISIS jihadists are on the streets. They're not doing anything about it. The UK, at this point, is a complete joke. We'll be back after the break with Michael Heaver to talk about it. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, and I'm joined by my guest. He is a reporter and commentator for Westmonster.com. He's on Twitter at Michael_Heaver. And he is the future Prime Minister of Britain. He is Michael Heaver. Michael, welcome.
How you doing, Paul? I'm overplaying it slightly, but thank you very much.
Now, before the break, I was talking about this article, which I woke up to this morning. Absolutely enraged by it, as you can imagine. Theresa May has announced she'll basically front a new government body, or a government program at least, to devote resources to tackling online abuse, which basically means mean comments on the internet, to, quote, better police the internet. We've also got the government funding a dedicated national security unit to tackle fake news and disinformation, which we know is a completely subjective term. Yeah, Michael, I know the government can do more than one thing at a time, But can this country really afford to be policing speech so Theresa May can look good and so she can virtue signal? Or do you think there are more pressing matters, more pressing security matters that we should be concentrating right now on in this country?
Well, as you mentioned, Paul, I mean, the situation in Britain now is quite extraordinary in terms of returning British jihadis. This is something that we at Westmonster have been looking at for a number of months now. And I just want to lay this out to your viewers that aren't aware of this. This isn't just a British phenomenon. We're seeing this go on across Europe and right across the world. Hundreds and hundreds of jihadis that have been so committed to Islamic State that they've gone out and supported Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, risked their lives to get there. These people are out there. About half of them have come back that went from Britain and returned. And we're now in a situation where the government are basically saying a significant proportion aren't deemed to be of national security risk. Can you imagine how dedicated a jihadist, how sick you have to be to go and support these people that, you know, burn people alive, rape children, abuse people, kill people, torture people? These people are so committed they've gone over there. Hundreds have come back. And our government, our security services apparently are deeming them, hundreds of them, to not be worth scrutinising in terms of national security. That many of them may be walking the streets without any analysis at all. And this isn't just going on in Britain, as I say. This is right across Europe. And as you mentioned, to have hundreds of these people walking around in Britain, I think is horrifying. What's even more horrifying is it's going on, as I say, right across Europe in other countries. And you're right. The priority here, the number one priority for any government should be to protect the public, to protect the people of those countries. And yet, we see this incredible situation where hundreds and hundreds of jihadis, hardened, potentially trained to kill, are back in the country and being assessed as not being of national security concern. It simply doesn't add up, and I think we need more answers on exactly who these people are.
Well, exactly. I mean, I contrast it to this. The fact that per year, this is a rough number, British police arrest 3,395 people every year for, quote, offensive online comments. Those are people who say things on Facebook. Yes, you may be offended by them. They may be racist. They may be Islamophobic. But they've got plenty of resources to devote to that. Meanwhile, you know, the BBC report, it's not practical for police to investigate all crime. So it's not just with the terrorism threat, it's with the crime threat as well. And yet Theresa May is constantly banging on about, oh, online abuse. Yet that's actual resources, that's actual police time that's been dedicated to that. We also had another story today, Michael, which I mentioned on the show. There was a teacher in Bristol who was fired for telling a lesbian student, God loves you, a Christian teacher. They reported her to the government's counter-terrorism program, the PREVENT program, as a radicalization threat. She was fired from her job. You know, and meanwhile, those are the people being reported as terrorists, and she was investigated. It wasn't just laughed off, as it should have been. Meanwhile, as he said, you got hundreds of actual terrorists that have come back from Syria, from Iraq, fighting for ISIS, potentially beheading people, stoning people to death, and hundreds of them have just been let loose. They're not even under surveillance. Do you think it's actually related to a resource issue, or is it just this general disregard for not treating Islamic terrorism with the importance it should be treated?
Well, let me say this, Paul. I mean, there's a new defense secretary in Britain called Gavin Williamson. And he came, and this is what really perplexes me about this situation. He came in, and Gavin Williamson basically said, rightly in my opinion, that jihadis that go abroad and support Islamic State should either be killed, and certainly should never be let back into Britain. And yet, when you have a defence secretary in government saying that, the British policy appears to be something very different. So it seems to me that on one hand you've got these ministers saying things like that, and Rory Stewart was another one I remember, saying that these people shouldn't be allowed back, they should be killed abroad. And yet the actual policy is that hundreds are back. So then I start to ask the question, Paul. Then I start to ask the question, have these people been allowed back by the government? Has there been a deal done, some sort of conversation had? Or is it the case that a complete incompetence And we borders have actually allowed these people to return, and the government have only found out about it upon their return. Because I don't see how you marry up the fact that government ministers, including the Defence Secretary, are basically saying we should kill these people, they shouldn't come back, with the fact that right now, in this country, hundreds of them are back. I think we need a serious answer on that, how we can have, as I say, the government saying one thing, and yet government policy seems to be pointing towards a completely different reality, and a quite scary one, to be quite honest with you.
It's absolutely incredible. And I mean, after the last terror attack, I think it was the London Bridge attack, you know, Theresa May said enough is enough. And still she's continuing with these policies of treating online mean comments on the internet as more of a threat, more of a concern than actual terrorists on the streets. It's absolutely baffling to me. Let's talk about Theresa May. You know, she was in a position where she could have seized on this populist wave that swept Europe over the past 18 months. She completely failed. She failed to be bold, which is what she needed to be. She would have had the support of the population if she'd done that. You know, she's got the leadership skills of a dishcloth. She keeps getting in spats with Trump, you know, just to virtue signal even more about how she's, you know, not like Trump. You know, she's on course to lose an election, according to the current polls, to a man who literally supports terrorist groups and socialist policies that have wrecked nations like Venezuela. That's how pathetic she is. How on earth, Michael, is Theresa May still in office, and what's it going to take to turf her out?
Well, it's quite incredible. If you look at that, the Davos event, where you had Donald Trump lay out his vision, which was basically this phenomenal vision for an America that had strong borders, that welcomed only those that had something to contribute and wanted to be part of the, sort of his vision for America. And you can contrast that with Theresa May's speech, where no one can actually remember much of what she said because it was just so dull, so boring. And yeah, what you see now in the Conservative Party is that all of the favourites to now succeed Theresa May, and there's quite a bit of speculation here in the UK, of course, that she may be ousted. All of the favourites to succeed Theresa May are Jacob Rees-Mogg, Michael Gove and Boris Johnson, all campaigned for Leave, for Brexit in the referendum we had here in Britain. And I think that speaks to me in that people have had enough, really, of this slow-plodding approach. You know, a lot of people went out and voted Leave to get back control of Britain's borders. And we're now being told by the government that's not going to happen until at least 2021. Oh, and by the way, the government want you to believe that in 2019, when we leave the EU, we then have to enter a transition period whereby we'll still be having to listen to EU laws, and we'll have having to implement new EU laws as well. The whole thing's a complete dog's dinner, and that's why you're now seeing Brexiteers surge in support. That's why you're seeing serious doubts in Theresa May. Brexit is not being delivered, and there's a lot of impatience growing, and a lot of anger as well.
And I want to get more into Brexit after the break. I put out a tweet a couple of days ago, you know, retweet for Rees-Mogg being Prime Minister. I think it got about 10,000 retweets. Talking about Mogmentum, he's got a hell of a lot of Mogmentum since that incident at the university on, I think it was Friday, where he confronted, not in an aggressive way, but to actually shut down and shame those thuggish, they called them protesters, they weren't protesters. So there's a lot of momentum behind Mog right now, a lot of support. We'll talk about it after the break with Michael Heaver. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live with Michael Heber of Westmonster.com, who hails from the current acid attack capital of Europe, as do I, London. And I wanted to ask Michael about that. Michael, we've seen this surge in knife crime. We're going to get back into Brexit in a second, but we've seen this surge in knife crime and acid attacks, especially over the course of the last year. Violent crime way up. Have we nailed down if there is a correlation between this surge in violent crime and acid attacks with mass migration and with overpopulation?
Well, Paul, I certainly think the areas of London now become very lawless. We saw at the end of last year a new story emerge of delivery drivers in swathes of London after certain times at night when it got dark, refusing basically to deliver anymore. I mean, that isn't a no-go area, I don't know what it is. And what we're seeing, I think, is a lot of different factors playing into this. I think we're seeing a cut in police numbers and law and order, really, in Britain. It's gone so soft now. The messages that we send out to our youngsters are so weak. We do not send out a strong enough message. And you're right, the statistics on this are absolutely horrendous. If you look at something like knife crime, 21% increase year on year. Gun crime in London, up 44% since 2014. Robberies year on year across the country, up 29%. Reported rape, up 29%. So this isn't Although acid attacks, we're seeing this as a new phenomenon, unfortunately, that's a scourge in our streets. I think there's a wider context to this, actually, Paul, which is that we're seeing a complete breakdown in law and order as a result of a very, very weak approach, as a result of cutting police numbers. And we're really seeing violent crime, especially, rising nationally at huge numbers. As I say, a 20% year-on-year increase in knife crime, knife offences, a 44% increase in London on gun crime since 2014. These are huge rises in relatively small amounts of time. So it's clearly not going away anytime soon. And if we don't change tack in this country and start actually having neighbourhoods where we see police on the street, because you never see it anymore, then I'm afraid we're going to see this scourge of violence continue, I'm afraid.
Yeah, a lot of those police are probably too busy knocking on people's doors because they said something offensive on Facebook. Again, 3,395 people arrested for offensive online comments. They said it's not practical for police to investigate all crime, and yet we have this wave of violent crime, this wave of acid attacks. But don't worry, because Sadiq Khan, his main policy over the past month or two has been the implementation of transgender toilets in London, and we know that that's obviously more important than acid attacks. As I said, actual no-go zones now in areas of London, which again, the media claims all day long don't exist. They do exist for the people who have to go into them and refuse to do so for their own safety. I want to move quick. We've got about 7 minutes left, Michael. The NHS, yesterday Trump tweeted about it, based off of what Nigel Farage said on Fox News, basically that people were protesting on the streets about the state of the NHS. Again, not a slight against the people who work for the NHS, because that is one hell of a tough job. But he drew attention to it. The left, again, went crazy. They don't go crazy when Corbyn talks about it, because he's God, obviously. But when Trump talks about the problems with the NHS, they go insane because they treat it as some kind of religious deity that can't be criticized. Michael, does the NHS, which for our American audience is basically socialized healthcare, does it really live up to its moniker right now in this country as the envy of the world?
Well, look, you've had doctors and nurses in this country now describe it as third world at times. That's their words, not mine. And Nigel Farage was making a very basic point. There's a complete state of denial in Britain over this very, very basic fact. The last set of annual population growth figures showed that the UK population increased by 538,000 in 1 year. That is the highest amount for 70 years. Now, it wasn't all driven by mass migration, but 62% of it was. These are the official government statistics. How can a country like Britain have over 500,000 a year population growth? That's a hell of a lot of patients. There's a hell of a lot of babies. There's a hell of a lot of young people. There's a hell of a lot of people needing care. How can that not have an impact on hospitals? And as I say, the thing that frustrates me over here is you'll see TV report after TV report after TV report with nurses, doctors, and fantastic medical staff at their wits' end saying, we cannot cope with this. We've got people waiting in corridors for hours because we have nowhere to put them. And yet never do you see in any of these reports this correlation with this explosion in population growth. As I say, 538,000 UK population growth, the last set of figures, the highest for 70 years, and no one makes that correlation. Nigel Farage dared to do it. Nigel Farage pointed this out, the fact that if you have this rapidly expanding population, it pushes your health system to the limit. And yet no one in this country is talking about it. No one wants to deal with it. And we see, as I say, report after report with nurses, doctors and all the rest of it saying our workload's becoming completely and utterly ridiculous. We cannot handle this many people. We have too many patients. Yeah, because the population surging fueled by a mass migration boom that no one wants to talk about, no one wants to control. And even after voting for Brexit, we're not seeing politicians, we're not seeing the government saying we're going to bring down numbers at this time and this is how we're going to do it. There is no plan to do that. And again, I sense that there's massive dissatisfaction and growing anger at the lack of action on controlling Britain's borders and bringing these numbers down to sensible levels.
I mean, I've had conversations with leftists and I asked them, you love and support the NHS, right? Yeah, of course. And you also support mass uncontrolled immigration and population growth that's never going to end. Yeah, I support that as well. No, you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it. It doesn't work. It's collapsing. I want to move on to the Trump visit, of course. The Corbyn-Khan driven narrative, Michael, is that most Brits don't want to see Donald Trump visit the UK. We've seen a lot of frothing and whining about this over the past few months. Of course, we've had calls to outright ban him from the UK, some of which are being supported by councils in London. Does that paint an accurate picture of exactly what the people of the UK think about Trump's potential visit?
Well, no. We've seen new figures out today that show there's been a 14% surge since December in the amount of people in Britain that want to see a state visit from Trump. The amazing paradox to me, Paul, is that you have Barack Obama, who came to Britain, let's not forget, before the Brexit referendum, and basically said, if you guys dare to vote for your country's independence, you better know you're going to be back of the queue for a trade deal. And then you have President Trump, who couldn't be further from that, who sits down with the British Prime Minister recently and said, we want to massively increase trade, we want to bump a trade deal, we want to create jobs. And yet you have idiots in this country who turn around and say, oh, we couldn't possibly have the US president. It's an amazing paradox. But no, I think opinion's changing very, very quickly. I think a lot of the media scrutiny of Trump is way over the top here. You talk about things like the Dow Jones. I mean, that's virtually underreported, the things that have gone on. The massive economic boom that's on its way in America is virtually underreported. And I think what an amazing prospect it is for Brexit Britain to have such a strong ally, so openly welcoming of increasing trade and all the rest of it between our two countries to create jobs. I think it's a marvellous thing, and I think the European Union should be a little bit worried, because some of Trump's comments about what he thinks of them aren't too flattering. Don't think Trump's a fan of the protectionist, globalist European Union.
Well, exactly. I mean, when it comes to Trump's visit, I mean, you've got to ask the question at some point, is Sadiq Khan and his ilk, by constantly banging on about how they want to ban Trump, at what point are they harming the national interest? I mean, that's the question that I often ask myself. But we got a couple of minutes left. Michael, just tell people where they can find you on Twitter and about Westmonster.com.
Yeah, so I'm at Michael_Heber on Twitter. It's Westmonster.com. Little play on words there from Westminster here in London, where the politicians and lords and the rest of the establishment hang out. Where we're trying to challenge that a bit with Westmonster. And basically, you're going to be seeing a lot of more video content and things like that coming up from us. We're basically trying to highlight things, guys. So many things in Britain get underreported. Did you know, if I'm quick, New Year's, four young men stabbed to death in four separate incidents. It came and went. It was virtually forgotten in a couple of weeks. And we've seen these stabbings. We've seen this horrendous surge in violence that's such a scourge, that's killing young men at such a rapid rate. We're seeing Brexit being sold out. We're seeing things like illegal immigration. That's becoming an absolute nightmare because we've got open borders. We at Westminster are highlighting all of these things. I'm highlighting all these things. We've got big momentum here in Britain, and I think people are sick and tired of the establishment. Brexit shows that. Trump's showing that. And Paul, your numbers and info will show that as well.
Indeed, they do. Quick prediction. Give me a yes or no. Is Theresa May going to be the leader of the Conservative Party at the next election? Is she still going to be in power?
Nope. Don't think so.
I hope that prediction comes to fruition and that we get an onrush of momentum, which is what looks like it's taking hold right now. Michael Heber, thanks for joining us. The website is westmonster.com. Thanks again. There goes Michael Heber. That's going to wrap up the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up right now. Breaking news at Infowars.com. As the Dow closes, it was up about 582 points last time I checked. Owen will pick it up over on the War Room.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components.